the show where we bring you all the hottest stories that Microsoft users are talking about. This is episode 50. 50 weeks of fun and good times, and we've got a lot of viewer comments, so Paul thought it would be nice to sort of bring it out and talk about some of the things that people are talking about on our message board. So hit it first.
Longtime viewer of the show, Chris Stepanyuk, says, Paul, Twitter isn't useless. It's what you say or don't say that determines its meaning.
Twitter.
People who post about their breakfast, I don't follow.
This is true. But, however, there is a guy that SHT, my dad, says, who I do follow. Have you followed this man?
I have occasionally read.
Who does post sometimes about breakfast and grape nuts and things like that. He's great. You guys should all follow him. But Twitter is a really great resource for searching what people are talking about and finding stories. And I mean, obviously, not just the useless drivel.
The collective thought of the community, I guess, is a kind of interesting thing. And I could foresee myself
to the dark
at
side,
some point creating a Twitter account.
All right. One Flora. We also wanted to call out My Arrow.
My Arrow. This is a viewer from Peru. In the last week's episode, the Boys Without Foys episode, I spoke a little bit of Spanish and shouted out to the Trace viewers that speak Spanish. And he said that he was one of them, but he thinks that there are more than three. And he said that we had a great show, but he would like to ask about Imagine Cup 2010.
Absolutely. Imagine Cup, the world's premier student competition. There's categories like software design, algorithm, embedded software. There's actually now there's game design, there's photography, there's short film. Really, really great competition. Students from all over the globe come compete. This year the finals are in. I don't know if it's public yet. I'm not going to tell you what the finals are this year.
But in previous years,
they've it's been in Korea, India, Paris. Last year it was in Egypt.
Cairo, right?
Yeah, really great competition. And yes, we will definitely be bringing you some coverage from the Imagine Cup and some highlights and stuff. We won't be there this year because we're going to be somewhere here. But we're going to bring you some highlights because there are some really amazing minds that work out there, and they do some really great work, so we'll showcase some of that stuff.
Very cool.
There you go. Should we start the show?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
All right, a couple weeks back, we had a couple people from the Multipoint Mouse team, and this week there was an announcement from the Multipoint Server team. Big announcement that we are going to be releasing a Multipoint Server 2010, which is, if you guys remember from before, you could plug in multiple mice to one computer, and everyone could use the same screen. Now with the Multipoint Server 2010, you can plug in multiple mice, you can plug in multiple keyboards, you can plug in multiple monitors, and everyone can use like the same physical computer, but have like their own dedicated screen real
estate. Right, so essentially like the teacher, because this is meant for schools, the teacher would have the main hub, and everyone would sort of either, I think via USB port or a graphics card, is that the other way? And they can hold up to 10 students on the one computer. So it's great. I mean, it's obviously an insane way to reduce costs for schools that can't afford everyone to have their own laptop or computer or anything like that. So that's awesome. And hopefully your schools will adopt this program if you don't already have something like it. Or your children's schools.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Or your children's children's.
The future of America, Windows multi-server.
Or the future of the world.
Really, it's true.
Yeah.
We're doing big things here.
Huge.
All right, Paul, and now in a more somber tone.
Very somber.
Today, Monday, the 1st, there's actually a funeral being held in Denver for...
A
very close friend of ours.
He's been with us for 8 years.
Yeah, but no more.
No more.
No more. But that's okay because he's left some offspring, which we're close to. And obviously we're talking about Internet Explorer 6.
Yep. The good old Sixers. He's kicked the bucket.
The news here is not that he's kicked the bucket. The news here is that there actually is a website dedicated called IE6Funeral.com. And that website is actually gathering people to come together and mourn in Denver in a location that's public. There's a link on there where you can send flowers.
Yep.
And then there's also another message board that's been set up so people can sort of grieve, you know, publicly and share their sorrow.
There's a little obituary I want to read here on IE6Funeral.com.
Let me just get it together for a second.
It says... Internet Explorer 6, resident of the interwebs for over 8 years, died the morning of March 1st, 2010 in Mountain View, California as a result of a workplace injury sustained by at the headquarters of Google Incorporated. Internet Explorer 6, known to friends and family as IE6, is survived by son Internet Explorer 7 and granddaughter Internet Explorer 8.
Yeah. Can't wait for her to pop.
Yeah.
Next! All right, everybody's heard the big announcement that came out from Mobile World Congress and hopefully watched my video with Joe Belfiore right here on Channel 9.
300,000 views, not too shabby.
Yeah, but keep watching it. Either way, we talked about Windows Phone 7 series has been announced, and we gave you the sort of walkthrough through the operating system, and now it's become clear that it's coming out with three, they're calling chassis. It's basically three hardware specs.
Yep.
The first one expected end of the year, sometime before the holidays, and they're saying the min bar on all of these is pretty high, but the first I'd say is, I mean, I think it's got to have a one gigabyte processor.
Gigahertz, yeah.
Gigahertz. That's what I said. I said hertz and then byte. Why you got, just come on. Roll with me. My tongue gets a little tied up. Point is, so one gigahertz processor on all three.
Okay.
The first one, I think they're calling it chassis one, but that's just what some website called it. I don't know if that's official. I don't think so. It's not sexy enough.
Yeah.
We'll come up with something better than chassis one.
Maybe we'll call it like Ecto one, like the Ghostbusters.
Maybe.
Cars. Yeah.
That'd be sexy.
Yeah. Really
Ghostbusters
hot.
Are hot.
But yeah, so
it's got a touch screen.
Yeah, the first chassis is solely touch screen. There's no physical keyboard or anything like that. It's just like one big thing that looks similar to the Droid or the iPhone. It's just nice and
similar to what I demoed in the interview.
Exactly.
So that's what people are expecting from chassis one.
And then the second one that they plan on coming out with, or the rumor to coming out with, is having a full touchscreen, but then also a slide-out keyboard.
Yep.
So that way you can physically touch things. And
which
then
is good, because I'm attached to having a physical touch for a keyboard. I maybe have to move on from that because I realize I'm like old school. But it's good. I like that the offer's there. Should I not fall in love with solely touchscreen?
Yep. And then
I'm slow with change.
The third one wasn't entirely clear to me. It said that it was like a was it a brick type phone or
candy bar style. So you know, I'm assuming it will offer all of the features that are not in one and two.
Yeah.
But I like that they're slimming down the options, you know, so there's a consistency with your user experience rather than having 80 million models and it's so different and it's like, you know, the learning curve and all that.
That's super useful for developers out there where you can have some type of consistent experience for your app across multiple devices. Like it'd be very difficult to design an app where the resolution's extremely different or the types of features that you expect are just slightly tweaked from 80 different models of phones. So I think this will be really good for our developer channel.
Absolutely. You know, further proof, again, that the Windows Phone team is really thinking ahead about the user experience and about developers and how they want this product to just, like, obviously surpass what Windows Mobile has done.
Yep. And we have some big developer news for Windows Phone 7 coming up at MIX.
Absolutely.
In mid-March.
I'll be there. Not you.
It's too bad.
I'm sure you've seen the Windows 7 was my idea. What do you think of them, by the way? The commercials.
It wasn't my idea.
Wasn't your idea? No. What do you think of the commercials? Those weren't your idea?
The commercials weren't my idea. I think they were interesting. They weren't my favorite commercials ever, but it's nice that they're upbeat, they're quick. They show some type of personal connection to Windows 7.
Some of them are kind of cute. Like the guy was like, oh, dude, I already called my mom. Shoot. Anyway, not the point of the story. The point of the story is, because in the true fashion of the internet and all things great, it's been parodied.
It has been. CollegeHumor.com has taken a 30-second commercial and turned it into about a minute and a half of a lot of different ideas.
Yeah, let's take you'll have to go on your own because some of this is not safe for work material, but we'll show you a few clips that are. Go.
You know what I want?
Do you know what I'm looking for?
You know what I wish?
I'm listening. What do you got?
I want more parental control.
I wish it was just
faster.
Simple.
Did you get all that?
I hear you loud and clear.
I wanted to curb my appetite.
I wanted to drown out the fight.
Less
loneliness.
Depression.
Voices in my head.
Are you getting all this?
I don't.
I want it to have a steam engine.
I want it to be made of jello.
I want it to bark like a dog and have a protective outer shell like a turtle.
I want it to blow fire, but I want it to have a sprinkler to put out the fire.
I want it to be a three-story, self-aware humanoid robot with semi-automatic photon cannons.
I wanted to have more
chili sauce,
fireworks,
wolves,
Danny DeVito calendars,
golf clubs,
racism.
I don't.
Yeah, so the things that really I thought resonated well that could have gone into a real Windows 7 was my idea commercial was the statement of, I wanted to have more chili sauce and wolves.
Yes.
Like the three wolf moon shirts.
That's why there's always Windows 8.
That'll be very wolfish.
All right, Paul, good to have me back.
Good to have her back.
Good to have us back together. That's all the time we have for this week. But, you know, speaking of funerals and things that we've lost, so like the IE6, have you ever been Rickrolled?
I have been Rickrolled. I have also Rickrolled people. I was almost Rick Astley for Halloween. But
really?
But I was not able to master those moves.
Sing it.
No.
Come on.
No.
You know the words. Never gonna give you up. Never gonna let you up. Never gonna let you down. Never gonna run around and desert you. Anyway, it's been pulled. Apparently, finally, it was some sort of infringement of copyright.
Clearly.
And the video has been pulled from YouTube. So Rick Rolling, the internet sensation, swept the world.
Yeah. 18 million Americans were estimated to have been Rick Rolled.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's been viewed like hundreds of millions of times. Now, what I thought it would have been funny in this blog post is if this guy just completely just made this up, saying that Rick Rolling was dead and that it was completely removed from YouTube.
So then you
click on the link to see if it was actually true, and then the video would actually
play.
That
would have been good.
Yeah.
Wow.
But the good news is that the video has been re-uploaded through the Vevo YouTube partnership, so you can still watch the video on YouTube. Just all the previous links that had pointed to the other.
Do you know how it all started?
It was something about.
It was a website for Japanese like anime and manga imagery. And
was it 4chan?
Yes, it was. Why are you laughing?
4chan.
.org. They're currently down.
Yeah. Amazing.
Anyway,
do they have a cool little fail whale when they go down?
I didn't get that. Twitter thing. Anyway, it started and it launched and blah, 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 blah. We're done. We don't need 9 guys.